Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a new recent, like, listener. I think you are fucking amazing. Like, I wish there were more people like you. I just think, I try and catch listening to your station, like, whenever I get a chance. I just think you're, like, straight up. Like, I love the way you just say it like it is. Like, it's fucking amazing. Too bad there are not more guys like you.
I like what you do because not only are you helping these gentlemen, you're also helping us. Because as a woman, I don't want a wimpy guy that I can walk all over. And believe me, I have a million of those guys chasing after me and they completely turn me off. Women like a strong man. Women like a confident man. They like men that have a life. And they like men that don't drop everything, you know, just because she snaps her fingers.
Have more respect for men that are like you three that keep the shit 1,000 than these motherfuckers that are thirsty and come at
right.
Have, but it's more of the game, the storyline, the lies. If I had a man that kept shit 1,000 with me and I know he's 100% real, yeah, we're fucking every day if it's by my choice. But motherfuckers out there don't know how to keep shit real, and they think they about real, and they not. They think they know how to fuck, and they don't.
The Man Mindset Show celebrates the strength, wisdom, insight, and purpose men carry throughout their life and throughout this world. Our purpose is to develop strong character, communication skills, and teach a secret system of power, hidden knowledge that will lead you through your own personal development and growth. You will learn new information to help you develop a proactive direction and goals, and also how to control sexual thoughts and outcomes. Most importantly, you will gain the ability to produce desired results in any endeavor undertaken, ultimately leading to a realization of your own purpose and mission in life. Learn how to reinvent yourself and to see the world with a new set of eyes without any self-sabotage or excuses. It's game time.
No, James, you don't have to. No, you don't have to cap your stuff, James, smart ass. Usher, where's your thoughts on it? Do you like it? Let me know, Usher, what you thought about it. Guys, I want to welcome you to the show. I'm your host, the Dean. Class is in session. Man Mindset is... Oh, there's an echo. Let me see. There's always something, right? Let me see. Maybe that's it. Hopefully I turned it down and there's no echo. Got Juice, what do you think about it, brother? What'd you think about it, Got Juice? Let me know what you thought about it, brother. Anyway, 515-605-9373 is a number if y'all want to call in. 515-605-9373 is the number if you want to call in, if you have any questions. You got to excuse my voice. I'm sipping on tea trying to get it right. There's an echo. There's still an echo. There's always an echo. Let me know if there's an... Is there an echo right now? Is there an echo right now, guys? Let me know if y'all hear echo right now. Sister George, what's up? Is there still an echo, Mark? Still is? I wonder why there is an echo. All right, let me try right here. Check, check. Mic check. All right, is there an echo right now? Is there still an echo? Is there still an echo? I'm not hearing an echo on this side. Is there an echo? Still an echo. Okay. Hold on. I think see if I can fix that. Microphone to USB. Give me a second, guys. I'm trying to fix the... I guess there's an echo, and I apologize for that. Let me go ahead and do that before we get to the show. Give me a second, guys. Just let me know if the echo is gone. Still echo, right, Doc? Okay. I'm trying something right now. Give me a second. I think I switched something over on the audio. So...
Okay, is there an echo now? Is there an echo now? Let me know if there's an echo right now. Bet you... Wait, is it gone now? I had to mute that. Is the echo gone? Let me know, guys. Wait, when you change my head position, you change. So the echo is still there? Yes, it's there, or yes, it's gone. Boom. Oh, sounds good. Thank you. Okay. Sorry, guys. Thank you. All right, now the echo's gone. Okay. Almost. Shit. Nah, I'm good. Okay. All right, well, there's a few things I want to talk about and discuss with y'all guys before we get into the show. First, bear with me. I'm losing my voice. But I want to let y'all guys know, midnight tonight, or sometime in the morning, I will be releasing the 4 fucking man attitude, free audios for you guys. Okay. If you guys, was with me with Riding with the Dean today, I did something special for you guys who listen. See, sometimes if you listen to Riding with the Dean, I do some fucking special things. And everybody that listened to Riding with the Dean in a certain hour, I gave them $150 free product. And I also gave them the very first Fucking Man Attitude video to watch now. So there are guys right now who've already received and seen the first Fucking Man Attitude. You guys will see it in about 4 or 5 hours. We're going to release all 4 tracks, okay? I just want to let y'all know. We're going to release all 4 tracks. But what I want to tell y'all guys, we had a great giveaway. I gave away a $150 product, and I gave away, for those that were listening to the show, I also gave them access to the very first track from the Fucking Man Attitude. So, I hope that y'all guys enjoyed what I've done. Juice, I hope you like it. Freelance, I appreciate the kind words, Freelance. But I hope that y'all guys see where I'm going with this. It is, it's not meditation, it's manitation. It's not med, M-E-D, it's M-A-N, manitation. So I'm going to be releasing the 4, okay? And they're going to be absolutely free, but that's not it. Once my voice gets better, I'm going to release more, okay? More. You will receive tonight or tomorrow morning when I have them up, there will be 2 fucking, or there will be 3, wait, let me see. 2 Fucking Man Attitudes, and then there will be 2 meditation ones, okay? So you will have the meditation ones, one is 35 minutes, the other one is an hour. Those are the ones when you're sleeping, working out, or driving, you have access to those. And also the Fucking Man Attitude, you'll have 2 of those, and those drop. So will we continue to drop as many of those? I got 14 in my head, so I got to get those 14 out. And what we'll do is we'll either do like an album or a CD. We'll do probably 10 to 15, call it an album, and then we'll start over again with a new album. But we're going to do, I've got 14 in my head. I've got 4 done. I'm working on the 5th one, but my voice is kind of messed up, so I can't do the 5th one right now. Once my voice is good, I will do the 5th one, okay? So I wanted to let you guys know that. So those are going to drop there. I've already, a bunch of guys, I all day long, I sent this out to at least 250, 300 guys that was in and out of the Ride with the Dean. They were in and out, and they caught it when I said, this is what you do, this is what you do, and I will send you a $150 free product that connects to the fucking man attitude free clips that y'all get. So we did that earlier this morning, a good giveaway. So I hope that you guys enjoyed, or you guys that are listening to it right now, I hope you are enjoying it, okay? Now, the next thing I want to talk about is Facebook real quick, because, guys, I always talk to you guys about talking to women on Facebook, okay? And the thing about Facebook, I always tell you, and I always sometimes want to give you proof that you can pull women online by just clicking on it. Juice, if you like that one, I got a bunch of bad ones. Wait till I drop the other shit. I got a lot of other shit, Juice. But what I want to show you guys as far as Facebook is how easy it is to pull women, okay? And I want to pull something up for you guys. We'll do a quick commercial. Got a few commercial ads for you to do for the play. But I want to – matter of fact, let me do that. Let me go ahead and hit a quick commercial ad, because since we're going to promote since we're promoting the fucking man attitude from this point on, why don't we go ahead and play the fucking man attitude ad? Here we go. All right, so that's the fucking man attitude ad that we have for you guys out there. We're going to be dropping a lot of those, and those are going to be absolutely free for you guys, okay? And we talked about it. I did a video on it, Ryan with Dean, to kind of explain to you guys how to utilize the information and soak up the information for yourselves, okay? So we're definitely going to do that. It's not time to get your crayons out, and we're not going to upload you guys. I got a few announcements. But first, let me go ahead and get into the Facebook thing, because I want you guys to see how easy it is to talk to women. Now, I remember last week, I want to show y'all a quick thing last week. Now, wait, let me take this off, Juice. I want to pull this off. Now, let me throw this off. Now, last week, what y'all saw, you remember this one? I posted this one. I had a few likes and stuff like that, and also a lot of women that were sharing it. Remember, I showed you all this last week, okay? Well, guys, man, I think I hit the motherfucking mother load this week. I didn't do much, but I just posted a video and put the words, y'all ready for this? Oh, I'm sorry. Put the words, wow? Is that what I put? Let me see. I can't see from my motherfucking cake-ass eyesight. Let me see. Yeah, but look at what I did, guys. I posted a video in this book, and I put game 101. That's all I did, guys. Game 101 with a meme of a chick. That's all I did, right? And look at my numbers. I got 600 people that liked it, that oohed it, and put a heart on it. 63 comments and 396 shares. So what does that mean for you guys? That means if I went on to that meme right there that I'm just showing you, and I can either click on the 600, I can click on the comments, or I can click on the shares, and I can easily talk to any of those women. I've got that 600 emojis, 63 comments, 396 shares. So that means that if I wanted to, guys, and this is why I keep telling you, that means if I wanted to, I can click on any woman's profile that liked, commented, or shared. Any woman that sent an emoji, any woman that commented, or any woman that shared out of the 600, it was 600 emojis. I have my pick of the litter where I can just click somebody's name, introduce myself, and start the conversation going. So that's what I'm trying to show you guys, that there is opportunity on Facebook. You just got to know how to take it, okay? That's all. I wanted to definitely talk to you guys about that. Now what I want to do is we want to have Mike time because my dog Mike, he's just all over the place. And this is not, this is what I want to show you what's going on when you follow what I'm teaching you. And I want to show you one of my clients, this is from one of my clients, all the messages, pictures, and the ones that I can show you that are legal. But I want to show you some stuff that is going on right now. Now, let me pull up the first thing. As you can see, let me read this. One woman says, as soon as we are over being sick, I'm down to cook you dinner. Then this other one says, Alpha has every angle of the lithium. I don't know what that means. And then you've got, and then if you look, you've got 86 new voice messages from women. And I want to show you this, okay? I don't want to bullshit y'all. But that's the first woman. Hold on. Let's look at that. Oh, give me a second. Try to zoom it in. Come on, zoom in, bitch. Shit. Can't zoom in it. Damn it. All right, well, fuck that one. Let's get to the good shit. Next is a voice message.
I'm going through my system, but I just, like, checking my phone to see if you text me. And then I keep thinking about,
all right, that's one. Hold on, let me give you another one.
Really, about my appreciation for you. You just, the things you say, do things to me that I really appreciate. So thank you.
All right. And I got some photos to show y'all. Let me show y'all one more voice message.
The world that I send these voice messages to, I really didn't even know it was a thing until you showed me. And I approve of your executive decision. Thank you for taking that from me because, you know, I struggle with decisions. But just let me know what you need from me, and I can't wait to see you. And also, so proud of you for keeping all your clothes so clean. It's very appealing.
Okay, anyway, she's laughing. All right, this is what he got for breakfast from one chick. Okay, that's one. What he got for breakfast? Let's see here. This is where he got another photo from the chick right there. Little side shot of the ass. Little ass shot right there from the chick. He also got, hold on guys, there's more. He also got this. I don't know if you can really see that, but it, oh wait, did I turn it sideways? Oh shit, hold on, dude. Fuck, come on, Steve. All right, there we go. He got that photo from her. I don't, you know, I don't know, whatever. She's cooking him meals. You know, he's taking photos of what she's making them right here. More breakfast. Let's see if we get a photo. I can't really show you her whole face, but let me see if I can just cover it up and show you. Oh, shit. Damn, come on. I'll show you an eye and a lip. That's fair. I can show you an eye and a lip. This is the chick right here. This is the chick that he's messing with right here. I'll show you an eye and a lip. But this is the chick that he's messing with right here. And lots of messages. Let's see this one.
Shit, bro.
Oh, right, that's him talking. Okay, that's him talking. Hold on. Let's see here. And here's a silhouette. You can't really see her body, but there's a silhouette of her body. So that's what Mike has been doing. I just want to give him props and all that other stuff. But again, guys, this is what we have for you, and this is why we want to change the world up for you guys, okay? Well, guys, let's go ahead and lock you in, and let's go ahead and plug you in. Guys, go ahead and sit down. Let's go ahead and plug in. Let's go ahead and get class started. Guys, if you have a question, go ahead and call in at 515-605-9373. That's 515-605-9373. Feel like I'm losing my voice, so bear with me. But anyway, guys, if y'all are locked in, let's go ahead and plug you in. First, let's hit another commercial, and then after the commercial, we're going to go ahead and plug you in so we can go ahead and discuss what we need to discuss. Guys, brand new commercial. Check this one out. All right, guys, that's tap tap, guys. All right, guys, let's go ahead and lock you guys in. Guys, please sit down, relax. We're going to go ahead and plug you guys in so we can go ahead and get into the show. So, guys, if you are standing up, go ahead, sit down, relax. Let's go ahead and plug you in. Here we go. All right, we're back. All right, we're back. Hold on a second. I gotta text something. All right, let's get into the show. We kind of talked about it today, but I took that down and everything, so we're going to talk about it today. All right, guys, a lot of people out there are always wondering and always asking, What is it going to take to grow? Why aren't I growing fast enough? You know, and what I want to talk to you guys about out there is something that's very important, and this is something I want to discuss with you guys. I want to talk about the thrill of the hunt. One of the most important things that a man has going for him will always be the thrill of the hunt. And we're going to be talking about that because I think for a lot of you guys out there that are trying to learn and you're trying to grow, that you don't have that thrill of the hunt. A lot of guys are always asking themselves, you know, why do I have these issues when it comes to confidence and stuff like that? Why is it that when I want to move and talk to a woman, why am I having those problems and those issues? And one thing that most men have that are really good with women is that they love the thrill of the hunt more than the hunt itself. And I will say that again. There are a lot of guys out there that love the thrill of the hunt more than the hunt itself. The hunt itself, to a guy that is really good with women, it's really nothing special. It's just, and I know it sounds crazy, guys, but it's not what it's really cracked up to be, you know. It's nothing special. Why? Because every woman out there is the same. All the women out there, they're not special. There's nothing special about them. So you get more excitement from the thrill of the preparing yourself to go out to talk to women versus talking to women. Now, for a lot of you guys, I understand that sounds crazy, and it's like, wait a second, then I must be doing this all wrong, because when I talk to a woman, I still get butterflies. I still get nervous. And what we want to do is we want to talk about the thrill, the hunt, the preparing for it. There is no excitement in the world to a man that prepares and knows that not when I go to the bar, not when I go to the club, or not when I go out my door. It's when you wake up in the morning and you say to yourself, whose lucky day is it? Who is going to be lucky enough to, number one, have the opportunity to meet me, but number two, who is going to be fast enough to escape my claws and my fangs when I bite their neck and take them up the tree? Today is time to eat. Today is time to go out there and show every woman why she should be with me versus other guys. And I mean, you just sit for an hour, 8 hours ago. And what I'm trying, yes, you can call in. Y'all, let me give y'all the number to call in. I'm sorry, guys. Y'all want to call in? There's a number. I apologize. Here's the number to call in. 515-605-9373 is the number. Call in if you have a question. But what I'm saying to you guys, there is nothing in the world like the thrill of the hunt. And we're going to talk about the difference between how men go about talking to women versus how the majority of you go talk to women. See, talking to a woman is really, it's going to sound real arrogant as fuck, but I'm going to be honest with you. Approaching a woman is boring as fuck. Approaching her, talking to her, putting your bid in and floating the fuck off, it's boring. And the reason why it's boring is because you do it so many times that it's just like, it's nothing. You don't even think about it. You're just on autopilot. So there's not really, don't get me wrong, when you talk to her, yeah, you put your bid in, right? You put that flavor in her ear. But to be honest with you, there's nothing really exciting about approaching a woman. It's nothing exciting. It's not really fun. It's not something to like kick your feet up and like, yeah, I can't. It's not the approach, guys. It's the thrill of the hunt that is exciting. Why is the thrill of the hunt exciting? Because you know when you walk out that door, you have no idea who you're going to meet. You have no idea who you're going to. Just like for everybody, guys, you turn on your computer, go to your Facebook or Instagram. You don't know who you're going to run into. Just like when you walk out your door, you have no idea who you're going to meet. None whatsoever. And there's no thrill like the thrill of knowing so fucking what? I don't care who's out there. And I don't care who's on Facebook or online. I don't care. What I care about is me. Because what y'all hear, I think it's in the meditation one. That's 35 minutes. You'll understand what I'm talking about. Y'all don't see, you guys don't understand opening up a Christmas package every day when you open your eyes. You don't understand. You guys don't understand the feeling. Well, you know the feeling. You felt it on Christmas Eve, and you felt it Halloween morning before it got dark. That rush of adrenaline of, you know what? I can't wait. So y'all kind of can understand where I'm coming from. It is that rush that, man, I'm not going to bed tonight, like for Christmas Eve when y'all were kids. I'm not going to bed tonight. Man, I can't wait to play with the toys and all that stuff. And then you wake up in the morning and you have that feeling. But what I'm telling you guys, as far as the feeling and preparing for the hunt, that's what it's like every day. When y'all guys listen to the meditation one, the 35-minute one, y'all will understand what I'm talking about. And the feeling and the feel of the hunt is really learning you. Is learning you. Not the woman. You. See, before you go to bed, you're going to come to an emotional feeling. It's going to be an emotional feeling you're going to go through. And it's not a bad one, but before you close your eyes and you'll understand this in the meditation one, the 35-minute one that will be released tomorrow morning, what you'll understand is you're going to say goodbye, not to the world outside or anything like that. You're saying goodbye to who you were for the day. You wake up, you get to know him, you live with him for 24 hours, and you experience a whole new feeling with him for 24 hours, well, really 23 hours and like 55 or 59 minutes, and then at the end of the night, you got to say goodbye to him. You got to say goodbye to him because you're evicting him. And when you wake up in the morning, it's like Christmas all over again because you're looking forward to who you are meeting today. Cool Wizard, I don't care, and I'm not trying to be mean. I don't care about your disabilities because this isn't about your disabilities. I don't care if you're black, you're white, you're tall, you're fat, you're skinny, you're ugly. I don't care. Your mindset has nothing to do with what's going on in your life. But, like I said before, it's the thrill of the hunt. And we're going to talk about today because for me, it's knowing that when I go outside in that Serengeti, they're not safe. No woman is safe that's 10, 8, 9, or 7. They're not safe. Because when I'm ready to hunt, I'm going to hunt. And I don't care what's in front of me. And I don't care the situation. And this is where the fucking man attitude comes in at. I don't give a flying fuck. But the thing that is really important to me, that it will be for you guys, is that beginning to learn yourself. Now, I'm going to give you something because I'm going to do a boot camp on this, okay, guys? I'm going to do a boot camp on this. But I'm going to give you a little bit of this. There are three levels of thinking when it comes to you guys, and I'm explaining this to you. You already know that you got guys who watch things happen, guys who wonder why things happen, then you got guys that make things happen, okay? And that's how your mind works. But those that watch things happen, that means that for a lot of you guys, you are living outside of yourself, meaning that you are utilizing things outside of yourself to grow. You're trying to live off of your body, your money, your cars, your clothes, your fame, your houses, your job, your degrees. You're trying to live outside of yourself. But you're also doing things outside of yourself. You're not really being you. You're being what you think the world wants you to be like. Or you're being what you think the world wants you to see. Okay, that's level one. Then you got the guys that wonder why things happen. Now, the guy that wonders why things happen, that's the guy that will go onto YouTube, and that's the guy that will read a book, and he will mimic and he will parrot what somebody tells him to do when it comes to not approaching, Because approaching a woman has nothing to do with the game. What I'm talking about, they mimic and they pair it after the approach. So those two guys right there are basically a lot of you guys. I don't know which one, or maybe you're a combination of both. Some of you guys are living outside of yourself, watching what happens. Some of you guys are mimicking and parroting what somebody tells you to do, thinking what happens. This is why I'm doing the fucking man attitude for you guys. Because what you guys don't understand is how your ego and your subconscious works. If you only think on the surface, meaning you watch and wonder, you're never going to fix you internally because you're not working on yourself internally. It's like you're trying to find a cheat code to get around something. And that's the problem. We have got to, and that's why we're doing the fucking man attitude. It's because, and we're doing the meditation for you guys. Because when you go to bed, when you're driving your car, when you're working out, you can listen to these things and start to work on an area that you have not scratched before. There is an area of your life you have not scratched before. Let me bring in a call real quick before we continue. 704, what's your question, man? What's up?
It's 704, right?
704.
Oh, what's going on, Steve? It's a Nike Go Flight from the channel.
I can't hear you. Shit.
704-1,
hello. Okay, maybe, I don't know, I can't hear him. I don't know, call back. Can't hear you, 704. But what I'm saying to you guys out there that are listening, what's important here is we work on those things. Even when we're not, see, most guys feel like I can work on me for a few minutes or a few hours, and then I can take the rest of the day off and think that I'm going to get the change, okay? They think they're going to get the change. The change itself does not come, and the change itself does not happen when you're not working on yourself all the time, and this is where the fucking man attitude comes in at. I'm trying to do everything I can. Like I say, this is going to be free, and I got tons of them to drop. It's just ways to keep pushing you forward to learn more about you on the inside. Even when you're not doing anything, you'll be able to play these as much as you want because it's for you and to meet and learn the person inside of you that you don't know. But see, when I talk about the thrill of the hunt, for a lot of guys, a lot of guys don't understand what I'm talking about. Why? Because the majority of guys that are looking outside of themselves for help, okay? That means I'm going to the gym, not for myself. I'm going to the gym for women. I want to buy. I don't have money to pay my rent, but I'm going to take that stimulus check or that coronavirus check, and I'm going to buy me some nice clothes because I know that's what women like. Or I'm going to add to my car because that's what women like. That is not going to happen for you. And a lot of guys that think that and will act that way and think that way, on an authentic level, okay? An authentic level, that's what we're going to be talking about. On a authentic level, gentlemen, okay? That's what we're going to be discussing. Let me go to a quick commercial. And we'll be right back. We're going to be talking about that authentic level and why it's important to do exactly what I'm showing you. Let's see here. What I thought I had another. Well, here we go. Fuck it. Let's hit this one. All right, guys. Yeah, that's absolutely free. Go to the Man Mindset. We do have a cooking show that shows you how to make all those dishes. Oh, I'm sorry. We do have a cooking show that shows you how to make all those dishes and stuff. It's absolutely free. That's what I'm saying. All this information that we're giving you is absolutely free. You don't have to spend any money. It's there for you, absolutely free. I'm going to have to do an Erogenous Zone commercial now. Shit, I gotta show y'all the free commercials and let y'all know what y'all getting for free. But let's go ahead and talk about and discuss. And guys, if y'all want to call in, 515-605-9373 is the number. Let me try 517. 517, can you hear me, sir?
Yes, I can.
Let me see some shit. Let me see something. 517, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
I don't know. I cannot hear you, 517. Hold on. Let me try something, 704. Maybe you – let me see. I'm trying to – for some reason, I can hear this.
I'm a new recent, like, listener. I think you are
– say, hold on, guys. Hold on one second. I think I know what the problem is. Give me a second, guys. Give me one second. It's the problem.
Right here. Check, check. Hold on. Let me say something. 517, can you hear me now, sir?
Yes, I can.
What's up?
Can you hear me?
Okay, let me see, guys. See if I can hear this.
I'm a new recent, like, listener. I think you...
I cannot hear that. Hold on, guys. Give me one second. Give your boy one second. Let me switch over. Let me switch something over. Switch the computer and sound voice. All right, let me try right now. All right, 517, can you hear me now, sir?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Hold on a second. Damn, I can't hear you.
I'm a new recent, like, listener.
Guys, give me one second. Guys, I'm going to bring y'all in one second. Give me a second. Hey, sometimes we have difficulties, but we just got to bear with it. We're going to get over it, and we're going to fix this. And give me one second. Let me try to do one more thing. Let me pull up my microphone. Let me go to my audio. My speakers are working. The speakers are working. That's working. Let me try something. Wait, give me a second, guys. I got an idea. I know what to do. What I'm going to do is I'm going to open up my other Skype. Okay? That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to close. Give me a second, 704 and 517. I'm going to open up my other Skype over here where I can hear your voices because for some reason I'm having technical difficulties over here. So what I'm going to do is for you guys, y'all can hear the show. Give me one second, guys. This is the Man Mindset. Give me one second. And I just got to – guys, stay on the line. I'm going to get y'all in one second. I'm going to go ahead and end this.
I'm a new recent, like...
That, it's one of the things... Hold on, so let me bring in 847. 847, can you...
Hey, Uncle Dean, it's Jim Bradley. How you doing, brother? I cannot hear you.
Okay, you can hear me though, right?
Not on the phone.
You cannot hear me. All right, can you hear me on the phone now, 847?
Negative, no.
Negative, no. No, you cannot hear me on the phone. Oh, wait, I bet you I know why. Can you hear me now?
No.
Is that a DM on the phone?
No.
All right, can you hear me on the phone now? No. Okay.
No, sir.
No, that's not going to work. God damn it. Is that a DM on the phone? What the
no.
All right, can you hear me on the phone now? No. Yes. No.
No. Okay. No, sir.
I can hear me on the phone now.
No, I cannot.
Okay.
No, sir. All right, Dean, I'm going to hang up, brother.
All right, well, look.
No, I cannot.
All right, damn.
Thanks. Steve, this is Rob Cruz. Can't hear you, though. Can't hear you at all. Yeah, Steve, I can't hear you. I can hear you over the audio, but I can't hear you over the phone, though.